This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on me. Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB. How you doing?
I'm good. I get the first shout out this week, broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the basement.
Where your dreams can come true.
Thank you.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. We just did the, he just paid up on his bet. For losing the NCAA bracket tournament challenge.
Never try to eat 12 donuts in 10 minutes.
He is on a sugar high. That's why he missed his cue. And over to my left, Mr.
315.
315 in the building. What's going on?
Sorry, I had to start different today because I was getting a sugar rush for a minute. I had to share BBB.
He's high as hell over here, folks. Yeah. It's the best kind of high, man. Be allowed to eat a dozen donuts in 10 minutes. Man, that's every kid's dream, man. Especially Dunkin' Donuts. Shout out Dunkin' Donuts. We appreciate it. The 2,000 plus calories you just provided.
We're going to round that up to 3,000. You're going to be Mr. 3,000 for a couple weeks.
And so he got through 11 and a half of the donuts, folks. 11 and a half.
Yeah, Sean, if, in case you're out there, 11 and a half donuts, man. I'm just saying.
Which sucked for him because he had to do 50 push-ups.
That was the easy part.
He knocked out those push-ups. There were no problem for him. So
I
am impressed.
I should have just took that.
I should have made you do like 50 burpees or something. Now that the push-ups are simple, I should have made you do some burpees, some mega burpees, where you had to do a push-up and jump with it for like 3 minutes. Oh, man, that would have hurt.
That would have been bad.
We would have had him spitting chunks.
No, it's been a lot of chunks.
Damn it, I should have thought of that.
Somewhere. Sorry, everybody on Facebook, we lost connection for a second, we restarted it. So everybody will have to reshare that. Everybody on Periscope, we're going to be going back and forth talking to both you guys. We got a great show for you today. We're going to, I think that's on, one of them's on.
It's not mine.
I think that, man. But we have a great show for you today. Of course, we're doing local sports, dummies of the week, NBA playoffs, your sunshine players of the week.
Is your laptop there, sir? You got laptops and everything.
I hit it. Oh, okay. That's my fault. All right, my fault.
I told you he's high as hell on sugar.
I am. I'm a little bit high. Of course, we're going to do NFL drafts, the major thing we're doing today, because tonight is the draft. We can't wait.
We'll be broadcasting from the city of brotherly love. Who will the Eagles boo tonight with the 14th pick?
It doesn't matter. They'll boo.
You know they will. That's what they do, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. But first, let's go into hot sauce. All right, here we go. And you don't want to be in this room today because it's pretty bad.
It's probably about to start smelling something awful up in here, man. I hope we got some. Where's my damn mask?
I should have brought the the thing today.
Pepto-Bismol.
Thank you. Yeah, I should have brought that.
See what too much sugar does to your brain and doesn't let your thoughts connect you need them to.
I'm not entirely efficiently thinking right today. So, going into the show, I see we got some people on Facebook Live. Thanks, my boy Roe. Of course, we got Mr. 315 on Facebook.
So, checking things out, see what's going on. Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you want to, any questions or responses, Mr. 315 will answer you right on the spot.
Absolutely.
Following the show.
Cool.
We're gonna put that on him.
Okay, cool.
And also, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
That's right. Let's get into hot sauce. If you guys got any other hot sauce topics, let me know. Dale Jr. retiring at the end of the season. Does NASCAR have an issue with drivers retiring early? Because remember you had, Jeff Gordon was a little bit older when he retired. Junior is only 43.
I mean, at a certain time, you can feel it as a driver. Like these young drivers coming in are uber aggressive. And as you get older, you start to care a little more. Like you don't want to take as many risks as you would have taken when you were in your mid-20s, when you're in your mid-40s. And Dale Jr. has battled concussions. We all know his concussion issues last year. He missed 90% of the year with concussions last year. And after the wreck at Bristol on Monday, you could see it on his face, man. And it was nothing he did. His car just blew up on him. And I guess it just hit him like, you know what? I've had a great ride. This is it. I'm going to just go ahead and end my season. Hopefully for Dale, he gets through the complete season, no more concussion issues, and go focus on Earnhardt Motorsports. He has so many other interests right now. He has other things he can be doing besides driving. And get your damn cousin up to par because he sucks. Jeffrey Earnhardt, can we show Jeffrey Earnhardt some love and get him driving, please?
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I'm going to talk more about this later, but Junior, to me, never fulfilled his potential of what he was going to be. I mean, he's got 26 wins all time.
That's a lot of wins. He won Daytona.
Well, the problem is, who's his daddy? So everybody's looking straight to how good his father was, and you need to be on the same. I mean, it's going to be the same thing with LeBron when his son comes up. And LeBron, I'm not throwing your son out there. I'm just saying.
You heard how he responded to LeVar Ball. But no, like Michael Jordan's sons had to deal with the same thing. One of them went to the University of Illinois and, it's Michael Jordan's son. It's Michael Jordan's son. It happens if you have a big-time father.
True.
So, I mean, for having a big-time father, Dale Jr. had a lot of successes. Like you said, he won Daytona twice. Twice he's won Daytona.
I know, but
he's been the most popular driver in that league for 10 straight years.
You know what
years.
That means? You know what that means? Squad douche.
What?
It doesn't mean anything. Being driver of the year, Van Foden. Do you know who got voted to the All-Star game?
Zaza Pachulia, but that's besides the point.
Zaza.
He was on the best team in the league.
That's why I'm telling you with fan voting, you getting Zaza in the All-Star game. Come on, man.
That's great for Zaza.
It's not great for the NBA.
Did he go? I didn't see him there. They didn't invite him. They told him.
They said, you're silly. Get off the list. But, he'll be missed. Marshawn Lynch traded to Oakland, and AP signs with the Saints. Who is the better addition? Do either have anything left?
I think Marshawn does. Beast Mode has.
Even though he's been out of the league a couple years now?
Mm-hmm. Fresh legs. Very fresh legs.
And less injuries on his body, too.
Yeah, less wear and tear. Yep.
AP has dealt with the riddle of injuries.
Well, let's look at
who's Panthers taking tonight. Depends on who falls there.
Who's Panthers taking? McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, I think it's
Michael Adams, LSU safety.
He ain't falling that far.
Jamal Adams, safety. One of those safeties.
Oh, my Bears might get him.
Yeah.
We'll see. Trade back.
Going back to Marshawn Lynch and AP, I think AP, because he's going to New Orleans, where you got Mark Ingram. Oakland, yes, they got Richard in the backfield, but they lost their number one running back. Where did he go? Where did Murray go?
He went to Minnesota.
Yep. So I just think it's better options in New Orleans because he's got other people there.
But look at the teams that he's on his plane. Like the Saints play us twice. We have a good run defense. The Falcons have a pretty good run defense. The Bucks, they're getting better. You go out to the West, the Chargers don't have a great run defense. The Broncos don't have a great run defense. The Chiefs have a good defense.
Broncos got a good run defense.
No, not last year. They were getting torched by running backs all last year.
They played y'all week one. And Caroline didn't do anything.
We were handling our business until the second half, where we act like we were anemic. But that's besides the point. So I think Beast Mode playing at home, man, it just gives him that momentum. Yeah.
Do they have anything left in the tank?
I think they both do.
Right. But they're out to prove it.
Yeah. And what's going to help AP is New Orleans has two other running backs. So they're going to be like by committee. And last time New Orleans was like went on their Super Bowl run, didn't they have like a good run game also?
Yes, Pierre Thomas.
Yeah. So
Deuce
we'll
McAllister and the boys, huh? No, we'll that was after Deuce. This was
after Deuce, yeah.
Damn, who did they have? They had a good running game, though.
Yeah.
They had a couple good running backs.
It was Pierre Thomas.
And in that division, it's every other year. You know, you had the Panthers a couple years ago. You had the Falcons last year. Who knows? It could be the Saints. Who knows, man?
It's going to be the Bucks, man.
We're going to be back this year.
We'll talk about that. It's going to be the Bucks. Moving on to the next one. Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush buys the Miami Marlins.
The captain, baby.
How will Jeter do as owner, and will they move the Marlins?
Too early to judge, and yes, they will move the Miami Marlins.
To Charlotte?
Not to Charlotte. Not necessarily Charlotte, but they'll move to Miami Marlins. I can't see them surviving in Miami. Nobody goes to their games.
What do you think?
Yeah, they move. I'm not sure where. Like Big Shot said, man. The baseball in Miami is But Charlotte would be nice.
Charlotte would be nice.
Charlotte would be nice.
Derek Jeter does have ties here because he had his foot surgery done here in this city.
And he's cool with MJ.
Right? He is cool with MJ. He's down with the Jordan brand. Yeah.
He's down with Jordan brand.
He is. Get a pair of those 6'4" 3s with the Jordan logo on it.
All right. Well, that's it for me for hot sauce. Do y'all have anything? Any hot sauce segments?
Oh, and going back to the Earnhardt thing, like there is a driver sitting at home right now that needs a car to drive in, and he's still in his mid-late 30s. And he's a very talented driver. Gibbs Racing is missing him a lot right now. So I think the 88 will be fine.
Who?
Carl Edwards. Carl Edwards is sitting at the house right now.
He's done, man.
He's not done. He can come back. His feelings got hurt because they were bumping him for Suarez, who's in the 19 car right now, and he can't drive.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, there you go. There's hot sauce. Let's go into patrolling. I got a good patrol.
You got a good one.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, I do have a good one this week, and it goes to Milwaukee and Toronto. Listen, you say what you want about the first round of the playoffs. I love the talking back and forth, Oklahoma City, Houston, but the Thunder, not the Thunder, the Raptors and the Bucks going back and forth. In case you didn't hear, I'm going to put up the story. But the Raptors clapped back at Bucks for all their bunny trolling with tweet for the ages. Because you heard what happened the pregame, right? They called him Barney.
Yeah, the Barney.
The Barney song.
Yep.
I'm going to put it up here.
They played the Barney song at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah, they played the Barney song.
For Toronto?
For Toronto.
They were being introduced?
Game three. I think game it was three game three.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Raptors answer back Bucks Barney trolling with Bambi tweet. Toronto Raptors say ball game, Raps win.
And there's a picture of Bambi.
Oh, hey, man. I thought the NBA was going to stop the trash talk. I'm glad they haven't, though.
They need to keep it up.
But this is the NBA. You chose to have some hatred with these teams. It's not supposed to be,
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is sports without competitive fire, without a little trash talk? At least they're not clotheslining each other anymore like they were doing in the late 80s, early 90s.
Bad boys.
What you want? What you gonna do?
That's very true.
The trash talk is the best part of the game. Draymond Green talked the Portland Trailblazers out of that entire series. He rejected Noah Vonleh. Noah Vonleh disappeared.
I think McCollum talked more trash to Draymond than Draymond talked to him.
But you know what? Hey, he went out and did it. He did his thing, though, when he, except for that last game, he shot pretty bad.
Yeah, Portland just did not show up. They were done after game three.
Was it like 28-5 at one point that game? Something crazy.
I'm just watching. I'm like, damn. They were on fire.
It got ugly.
And fast. Portland had no energy. I'm like, y'all getting smacked. Y'all already packed. They already made their trips. They had packed up their bags. They were good.
What they saying? 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
They set a playoff record in that first quarter, 45 points.
They put up 45. Like, that was ridiculous. Even JaVale McGee was catching lobs. JaVale McGee. I know
every now and then.
I know my man Shaq can't say his name, but we're going to say it over here.
Yes, Shaq said he's not going to say his name.
JaVale McGee.
Hey, I'll give him a little bit of love.
Thank you.
I wanted to text you so bad. About what? JaVale McGee.
Hey, look.
He's been killing
you. But you were on your
listen.
Oh, I wanted to text you so bad.
I'm going to give him credit for the dunk he had, but he's getting ready to fold. All right. But when they need something, he's going to have to give it to him. He ain't going to be able to do it. I'm telling you. He's going to cost them a game or two.
He better have it for Rudy Gobert next series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Him and Derek Favors. Like, they Utah got size, folks.
You look at – please tell me, Portland, who they have. That was
– they're an anybody. Undersized team, right. Man, that is who? Backcourt
Noah
dependent.
Bonley? And then Jurich was out in game four, so that was no matchup. He's got.
They shouldn't have even brought him back. The man has a fracture in his leg.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they were just talking about bringing him back, which was crazy.
When he goes against somebody that is actually decent, I want to see what he does. Now, if he's
going to do just fine because he's going to have open lobs again.
He's going to get owned by Gobert.
Like we expect JaVale to have some Favors. Foolishness, but he's going to play well. Do I have to remind you of his PER?
Oh, sir? My God. You know what the PER stands for?
What's that?
I don't care.
It don't stand for sucks. I don't care. He does not
he
suck.
He sucks.
He is top 20 in the NBA.
He's not for top 20 centers. In the center.
He is not as far as PER. Way better PERs than some of these high-paid centers. Go look it up. Look it up.
Oh, my gosh. All right, TT.
And we're not – we're cutting the Clippers out now?
Clippers done.
Clippers done.
Didn't you see the post-game interview? Chris Paul.
Yeah.
We will talk about the Clippers when we get to the NBA, but we'll talk about Clippers, definitely. Let's go into shoes of the week. I hope y'all got some shoes.
Yes, I do. Of course.
Just about to post mine.
All right, who's going first?
Go ahead,
I'm good this week. I ain't taking my shoes off this week.
Go ahead, Bishop.
I'm about to post them on the website now, but I know how everybody loves the Yeezys, right?
Yep.
But everybody don't want to spend $600, $1,200, $2,200 for the Yeezys. I ain't spending $2,200 for no damn mesh with some ugly bottoms on it. But Adidas has the answer for you. For a quick $100, the Adidas Alpha Bounce. They have the same slip-on, like, mesh look, style, and the same bottom as the Yeezys. Like, for $109, you can have something that looks like the Yeezys.
It's still name brand, so.
And they're pretty hot, man. Yeah. The new Adidas Alpha Bounce that came out, they're white, gray. I'm not an Adidas fan, but I would wear these. The Adidas Alpha Bounce, I'm about to post a picture on the website. Y'all can definitely go pick them up at your local.
Facebook?
Yeah, on the Facebook page.
I'm going to share it
on the Facebook page. You don't want to see it on the phone. Look, it's just bright. You don't see nothing.
They might.
Go check the page. You'll see it. I'm about to post it right now.
All right. Sounds good.
This was the hottest shoe of 2010.
Can you see?
Yes. Right. And even today, this shoe is still fire. The LeBron South Beach 8. Oh, boy. I'm pulling off.
South Beach 8. There you go.
South Beach 8.
Nice.
Those are pretty sick.
Yeah.
In case you don't see.
The turquoise and the pink.
They were going for $1,200 online after the release.
$1,200?
Yeah.
In case you don't see.
South Beach. LeBron. The preheats when he first got to the Heat. Very limited shoe. Very limited shoe. And I
like those a lot.
And I still have it in my collection.
Those are nice.
With the, you know, the Heat hat. Another little shirt to go with it, you know.
Head to toe over here.
Swag it out a little bit.
I hear you.
Nice.
Look who stepped up this week.
the best shoe in my collection. This is the best shoe I have in my collection. And that's saying a lot.
I'm still wearing the KDs. So
KD.
The high tops. Keep wearing them. Basketball shoes.
Keep wearing them.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
You know, I mean, if y'all want to send us some sneakers, we're happy to put them on the show.
Yeah, we need some sponsors. Somebody send us something. Jordan Brand, holla at us.
My boy's Q's. You got a response on there.
Okay. How are you doing, Tanisha Terrell? What's going on? We can do that, right? We can shout people. We can do it. Okay,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, shout out to Tanisha.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it.
It's 315 now, though.
Whatever, man. Hey, whatever. But yeah, that's our shoes of the week. And like they say, if you got any shoes you want to share, tweet us. Share it on Facebook. We'll talk about it the next week. Let's go. We'll end this segment of the show, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some local sports. Yon Makata's on SportsCenter, in case you didn't see. We'll talk about him, and we'll talk about the Charlotte Knights. Any Charlotte Hornets might dive into for a minute.
Well, there's nothing to talk about with the Hornets.
We'll talk about the Panthers, but most importantly, Mr. 315 is going to talk about his week that he had.
Oh.
When we come back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.